food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Carolina and I are here in our Family Food Kitchen today, ready to give you recipes on how to prepare our top five trendy foods, the ones we've chosen, and we think your family are going to love them. Carolina, how should we start?
Good one. Let's start with ancient grains that I think started off in 2014, but it's going to carry on to 2015. And one of my favorites is frika. What do you think? Should we start with frika?
Yeah, I love frika. That's a carryover. I think ancient grains are going to just expand. There's some new ones like teff, et cetera, we're going to hear more about. But frika is sort of our mainstay, and it's so nutty and delicious and easy to prepare. We just make it like rice, and it cooks like rice, but it's got a nuttier flavor. We add a little garlic salt to it and butter, and man, the kids just love it. How do you prepare it on a daily basis or just for an everyday dinner?
You're right. It's so easy to make. That's my favorite part of it. As a matter of fact, I just made it last night, and because you just boil the water with the frika already in there. It's like a cup of frika to a cup and a half of water, something like that. It says it on the package, and then you can actually just leave it on low heat for about 20 minutes, and then it's nice and fluffy. And because it is sort of like a rice, it's a wheat, it's a green wheat. It absorbs a lot of the flavor of what you put in it. So if you want it to be as a side dish for dinner, you can add a lot of spices to it, and it will absorb that right into it. Or one of my other
things. Well, let me ask you quickly. I just wanted to ask you while you were talking about that. Do you use different broths, or do you use? I've heard some people even use a tea as the water, as the broth or the water base that it'll absorb. Have you ever done that?
Oh, you're right on. That was exactly what I was going to lead into. You just read my thoughts. One of my favorite ways is to make it for breakfast. And the way I make it is I actually, instead of using water, I put a couple of a lavender chamomile tea into the water boiling.
Wow.
And I just remove those tea bags. That's it when it's done. And then it's just this. I mean, it smells amazing. The aroma of that combined with the flavors. And then you can just put a little bit of crushed nuts or some dried fruits, drizzle some honey, perfect breakfast. It's something that you can use as sort of like a variation to your oatmeal, eating a bowl of oatmeal every day. You can eat a bowl of frika in the morning. And it's really great because it's very rich in protein and fiber. So it's definitely a great one for breakfast.
And your kids like that.
They do. They absolutely
awesome.
Do. Especially when I add raisins, that really makes it for them. Oh, you know what, Ellen? Also, you can mash up a banana and mix with it. So it kind of makes it like a little bit like smooth and like almost like pudding-like, I want to say. My kids love that. That's like the icing for them. They really enjoy it.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Now let's go to hemp seeds, because chia seeds were the 2014 seed, but it looks like 2015 is going to be all about hemp seeds. First, tell everyone why not to worry about hemp. They always get a little worried about eating hemp.
Yeah, these are the actual the seeds, the heart. You're not going to be eating the leaves of the hemp tree or plant or whatever that produces that compound that tends to have those side effects. But this has nothing to do with it. It's not the cannabis leaf that produces that. You're actually eating the heart of the seed. So it does not have any side effects. It's 100% safe for children. I have given it to my children. We have taste tested them with our kid critics and they approved it. It has a little bit of a nutty taste to it and super versatile. You can add it to yogurts, to smoothies, to just about anything, and it's 100% safe. And what's really great is it's a really good source of fiber and omegas, which is something it's hard to find in a lot of foods. So it's perfect to have it in this little added seed that you can put everywhere. It's also has some protein in it too. So another good fact for you to start adding some hemp seeds, some hemp hearts.
And I always say, just put a few in. You don't have to have a tablespoon full if you don't want. If you, especially for the kids, just get the kids used to sprinkling it on their salads or into their smoothies or on whatever they're eating it. And they think that's fun, and it's just so good for them. And they won't even know. They probably won't even taste it. It just blends in, and it's a great, great protein source, as you talked about. All right, how about ugly vegetables? They got hit by the ugly stick.
Oh, wait, let's go back. Let's go back to the hemp seeds just one second.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. To share one of my favorite recipes, which is a homemade gluten-free granola. And the reason why I really wanted to share that is, you know, a lot of granolas out there are lacking when it comes to essential fatty acids, your omega-6s, your omega-3s. And so when you make a granola with these hemp hearts, that's what you're doing. You're adding those essential fatty acids to it, and you're not adding any sugar with it. So it's the perfect combination. And this specific recipe that I'm talking about, you can find it on our Kid Critics website, and I'll go ahead and post it on Pinterest as well.
Well, let me just point out that it's KIDKRITICS.org, Kid Critics spelled with two K's. So have you got it up there?
Yeah, I sure
awesome.
Do. And the reason why I like this one is it's easy to make. It won't take a lot of time, and it will make a big batch. So that way, when you're done, you can have, it keeps really well too.
But you can tell that I'm excited about hemp hearts and this recipe that Caroline has put up. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about ugly vegetables. You can tell I'm really eager to do that because I keep jumping in with that. So, and some of them, with ugly vegetables, that's just what they are. They look ugly, so people walk right by them in the grocery store and miss out. Actually, and they're in the in trend, and we're really glad to see that. Caroline, are you able to hear me now? No, she's not with us. So I'll carry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Oh, good. I thought I lost you. So sorry. All right, let's talk about ugly vegetables. What's one of your favorite ones that we need to share with everyone today?
So I have to be 100% honest here. Ugly vegetables. That whole concept kind of strange to me. I'm a huge vegetable fan and lover. There's no ugly vegetables for me. They're all beautiful. So I don't like that they're calling them ugly vegetables. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right.
And as far as I know, the ones that you're talking about, you know, it's like the rutabaga and your bok choy. What other ones?
Oh, well, there's definitely what was the one that was going to come to my mind? Well, let's stick with rutabaga because that's one of the ones that really is misunderstood, and you've got a great recipe for that.
Yeah, so rutabaga is great because it's a variety that you can do for potatoes. Think of it just like a potato that takes a little bit longer to cook. So you can just peel it, dice it up, put some herbs, drizzle some olive oil, some sea salt, go into the oven at about 375 degrees and let it roast for 40 to 45 minutes. It'll become soft and just like a potato. And what's really great is you're adding variety. When you add variety, you add different nutrients to your diet. Instead of eating potato all the time, add some rutabaga into the mix. So I think that's a win-win.
Yeah, it's very family friendly. We have just a minute left. Don't want to miss out on the bitter, what they're calling new greens, which are the old greens, which would be the mustard greens, the parsley green, or sorry, the turnip greens, the parsnip greens. And they all are collards. We've heard about them. Give me a quick recipe on how to get those into the mouths of children. They'll love them.
Sure. The bitter greens. Let's talk about the arugula one. There's a great arugula recipe where you just mix up with some chopped strawberries. Because arugula is a little bit bitter. So if you mix up with something sweet like the chopped strawberries and add some Parmesan cheese to it, they're more likely to eat them. So that's a great idea. And I think the very last one, just so we don't wrap up without it, is the non-wheat flours. And that one have been around for a while. But hey, everybody, make sure you look for any recipe that's using almond meal. That's a great alternative. So in the meantime, if you want to look at those recipes or find out more, visit us at kidcritics.org, and all our recipes are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So make sure you connect with us in one way or another. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.